go talk to Keith Langlois, Pistons.com. He is a Pistons NBA insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my man?
Doing well, Bill. It's been a while, but I know he didn't have a lot of good things to talk about during the season.
You know, and for the Pistons, because I look at Orlando last night, you know, going to a seventh game, you look at the ascension of some of these young teams, including Minnesota, who seem to be stockpiling draft picks for a decade. You're looking at Indiana, and the Pistons were on that same projected path, and it just went down the opposite way. So the question is, as we all watch the playoffs right now, Keith, well, what's the plan moving forward to get this team into a position where they can be in the playoffs again?
Well, I think the plan was it started with the day after the season when the owner, Tom Gores, released a statement announcing that they were going to be looking for a new president of basketball operations. And, you know, really where that lands is going to determine what the plan is. And, you know, I don't mean to be flip with that, but you would assume that. So, you know, as is customary, it's been reported that the Pistons have hired an executive search firm to present them with a list of names so then they can start winnowing down the list of candidates. It will be interesting as those candidates are presented to the Pistons. You would expect that the list will be partly predetermined by what the Pistons told the search firm. Here's what we want. And do they want to really act aggressively this summer to speed up a rebuilding with the cap space they'll have more than any team in the league? Or will they say, look, we understand that, you know, we had a setback this year and it might take another year of pain. And that might shape the executive search. And they might want to land on a different type of executive depending on what their immediate and long-term aims are.
So what do they need? Just your observation, and Keith Langlois, Pistons.com. What type of, not only team president, but what players are missing? Because I look at the roster, I see the talent. They upgraded and they took a step back. And, you know, they had a new coaching staff coming in. They basically had new people all around, a fresh start, and it just never got off the ground. What do they need, you think, Keith, just your opinion, for the Pistons to be a contender again? Just a contender for the playoffs. I'm not talking about the Eastern Conference or winning the NBA Finals. I'm just saying a contender to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I think the good news is you start with Cade Cunningham, and I think Cade showed this year that he is, you know, like on the very verge of being a top 25 type player in the league and a guy that you can build a roster around. And that is, you know, that is a critical, it's very hard to land on one of those players, and they landed on one. This year stalled for a number of reasons. I mean, you think back, they started the season 2-1. They were a Cade Cunningham rimmed out three in the opener at Miami of being 3-0. Jalen Duren absolutely looked like a burgeoning all-star, even though he was 19 at that time. I think those first three games, he averaged like 18 points, over 15 rebounds, three blocks, four assists. Game four came, he sprained his ankle, Alec Burks hurt his arm, and they were already without Bogdanovich and Morris. So the veterans that they really relied on to be a veteran presence, and also those same veterans represented the three-point shooting they had. So they were without Bogdanovich, they were without Morris, they were without Burks. He came back fairly shortly, but had hurt his arm and couldn't shoot for a month. They really need, you ask me what they need, they need three-point shooting primarily to put around Cade Cunningham. And then the second thing they need is the development of the other young guys around Cade. Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, Asar Thompson, Isaiah Stewart, Marcus Sasser. And then the two guys they picked up at the trade deadline, young players that are also a part of that core now, in Simone Fontecchio and Quentin Grimes. So you've got eight young guys that represent a core. You've got athleticism there. You've got size there. What you don't have there is a lot of experience, and you don't have the requisite three-point shooting. So I'm sure an executive is going to come in and look to tweak the roster. It might include having to swap out some from among that group of players to add some shooting. And, you know, as I said, they're going to have over $60 million in cap space this summer, and that's what they really need to address more than anything. You know, it kind of, I go back to the NBA before there was a three-point shot, and I kind of lament the fact that the three-point shot has become so outsized in importance now. But if you don't have 3-point shooting, it is very, very hard to put a, you know, a team that can compete every night on the floor. And the Pistons just had inconsistent 3-point shooting that again goes back to the people they brought in to be 3-point shooters were also with the people they brought in to be the veteran presence, and they missed that early part of the season when things just really went off the rails. And I really think the lack of that 3-point shooting greatly affected the development of guys like Duren, Ivy, Thompson, etc.
I agree. And maybe a veteran point guard, you know, you saw what Paul meant to the Suns when he left. They were completely lost, even with top-shelf talent like Durant and, you know, Beal and Booker. You know, you can...
And Monte Morris was going to be that guy for them. He really was. You know, and they, you know, it's underrated, and I'm not saying they would have been, you know, knocking on the doors of the playoffs or a 500 team with him. They would have been a lot more competitive every night if they'd had that veteran point guard. The other guards were, you know, without him there, you got Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Mark Seth. They're all young guys. And look, I wrote this a million times, but when they settled on a preferred starting five of Duren, Stewart, Thompson, Cunningham, and Ivy, Stewart's the oldest one of the bunch, and he won't be 23 until later this month. Michigan State had four guys in their starting lineup this year older than Isaiah Stewart. Young teams get killed in the NBA, and the steps that the Pistons took to kind of mediate that a little bit by bringing in veterans like Joe Harris and Monte Morris and Burks and Bogdanovich, they were all hurt and unavailable. Joe Harris was available. It turns out he might have been a little bit cooked with the ankle injuries, but he wasn't an effective player, even though he was available. The other three guys were hurt for too long of stretches, and it just kind of really just threw the season off the rails.
Yeah, I agree. That's such a great summation of where they're at. That because you look at the roster, you look at the talent, and you shake your head and say, how can they be this bad? And the only explanation, I agree with age and how young they are, and a leader on the floor, maybe a leader on the team charter, a leader in the locker room because they are so young. And, yeah, you're right. You know, Morris Bogdanovich, you're thinking, okay, with these young guys, we could be a potential play-in tournament team. And then beginning of that year just went south. So they got to move fast now. They don't have another four-year window to see what they can do, Keith. They just don't.
Yeah, they don't. They clearly don't. But also, you know, I would caution that you don't want to just rashly go out and throw too much money at a, you know, throw $30 million at a guy who the rest of the league would say is a $15 million player. Right. And then you're tied with someone who's going to move the needle very minimally, and now you're setting yourself back for the year after that. So I know fans don't want to hear that. They want to think that $60 million is going to land two All-Stars. It probably isn't going to land two All-Stars, but it should land players who can be better, much better complementary fits with Cade Cunningham and Durant. You know, they've got, a few years ago, they had very little athleticism. Then they draft Durant and Ivy, the athleticism goes up. They draft Asar Thompson, the athleticism goes up. They've got a lot of elements in place now. They've got size and athleticism that they didn't have a few years ago. Now they need seasoning and, critically, some three-point shooting.
That's why Klay Thompson as a free agent, you know, where he's spotting up shooting a three, that would be interesting. You know, I've always said, and I'm not saying that Draymond Green should be the guy, but a leader on the floor, off the court. There's pieces there that are obviously missing. Keith Langley, Pistons.com. He's honest about the Pistons, the NBA. You can follow everything there. Keith, it was cool to catch up with you, my man, okay?
Anytime, Bill. Thank you.
All right, Keith Langley, Pistons.com. Yeah.